神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
I'm sure that all of us would like to have an abundant life.
我相信每一个人都希望自己的人生非常的丰富。
A healthier life and a happier life.
而且是健康，是快乐的人生。
I'm sure there are some of you today that feel quite happy.
我相信在听的人，一定有人是很快乐的。
Enjoying most of the aspects of your life.
享受你人生每一个层面的各个部分。
But I'm sure that many more of you are not enjoying your life.
但是我也相信有很多人并不享受你的生命。
It seems like it's very difficult for you to even make life.
甚至呢，连过日子都很难。
So today I would like to give you some things that I feel like could help you in getting a very abundant life.
所以今天我希望能够给你几个建议，让你过着很丰富丰盛的人生。
I believe that the thing that really gives us a foundation for abundant lifeis when we commit our life to Jesus Christ.
我相信凡是你有意愿有丰富的人生的人一定要委身于或者是能够归属于耶稣基督。
You see, a true lasting happiness is impossible apart from knowing Christ.
在你的人生里面如果你要有持久的快乐没有耶稣是不可能的。
If you want to be happy,Start with a very sobering truth, the reality of life, that you are a sinner and that Jesus Christ died for your sins.
如果你想要有一个真正的这种快乐的人生的话，那要从这个我们是一个罪人，我们需要耶稣，他为我死，这样的一个纯全的生命开始。
This truth leads you to a joyous truth that by trusting in Jesus,Your sins can be taken away.
这是一个真理，告诉你说，因为有耶稣，你相信耶稣，所有你的罪过、罪犯就可以被拿走。
Knowing Jesus is a choice, and only you can make that choice.
认识、相信耶稣是一个决定，而且是你自己来为自己做决定。
You know, as a Christian, we commit ourselves daily to serving and glorifying God.
身为神的儿女基督徒的话每一天都要为神而活而且每一天都让神喜欢来荣耀他
We can start our day with joy
我们可以一天开始就充满着快乐
When we wake up in the morning we thank God for a new day
当我们早上一起来的时候我们就为新的一天来感谢神
A new day to honor and to praise him
是一个新的日子而且呢是可以让他得到荣耀而且可以喜乐的一天。
We pray that we can bring honor to him.
每一天你祈求你祈祷来尊荣神。
We begin with our own family and our neighbors and our friends and we reach out to them and we let the love of Christ come through us.
每一天呢你从你的家人从你的邻居从你的朋友开始用从耶稣来的爱来向他们伸展来爱他们。
We have learned that the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway.
我们也知道说上帝的话是我们脚前的灯是我们路上的光。
This is why we read the Bible.
所以呢我们要去念神的话圣经。
It gives us light in darkness.
因为呢他们会把我们从黑暗里面啊给我们光照。
And if you really want to have a healthy and a happy life, then follow the light of God's Word.
如果你真的要有一个光亮快乐的人生的话那你就需要跟着神的话来走。
The word itself purifies our heart.
上帝的话呢，本身可以洁净我们。
We know what he wants of us.
我们从神的话可以知道他要我们怎么样，期待我们要怎么样。
And we know what to expect from him.
然后我们也知道我们对他有什么样的期待。
Now, I want to give you some other things that as you live your life that can help you not only to have a relationship with God, but help you in your daily life.
另外呢，除了跟神的这种关系以外呢，我要给你几点建议，让你每一天的日常生活可以快乐。
We're going to start with anger.
我们从生气来吧。
Put it out of your life.
你一定要把它弃绝掉。
That means that you have become the master, and anger is the slave.
那意思是说呢，你成为主人，然后呢，把这个生气当作是一个仆人。
Now you might say, how do you do that?
那怎么做呢？
You don't nurse your grudges, the things that you have against people. You forget them.
所以当你有那种让你要生气的情绪或情况的时候呢，你不要去营造它，就让它过去释怀吧。
You said, I can't do that.
或许你说我怎么能这样做呢？
But you see, as a Christian, we know that we can call upon the Lord.And he will give us the strength to love and to forgive.
如果你是基督徒的话，你就知道你是可以向神祈求，给你力量来原谅，来释怀的。
Because if you leave that anger in your life day after day, it's like a sickness, a toxic emotion that's going to bring in bitterness and hurt and hatred.
如果你容许这种生气的情绪在里面，然后日积月累的话，那么你的情绪会变得很不健康，是病态的，而且好像被毒素污染一样。然后呢，你就每一天过的是那种恼恨、伤害自己，还有苦毒的人生。
Now the word of God teaches us that we shouldn't let the sun go down on our anger.
上帝的话告诉我们说，不要让你的怒气呢超过日落的时候。
You see, he has given us the answer of what to do. When we get angry, when a bitterness strikes us, we don't let it fester in us, but we get rid of it.
所以这个意思是说呢，当你有生气的情绪的时候呢，绝对不要把它留到太阳下山之后，等于说呢，你要早一点把它清除掉。
If you're going to have an abundant life and a happy life, you're going to have to control your anger.
如果你要过一个丰富的人生，一个丰盛的人生的话，一定要学习怎么样来控制你自己的怒气。
Another way, I think, to build this happiness and this joyful life is spend time with your family.
如果你想要建立这种丰盛丰富的人生的话，那么你一定要花时间跟你的家人在一起。
You just don't know what you're missing when you allow everything else to take the place of your family.
当你容许一些其他的事情来占用了你跟家人相处时间的话，那你实在是不知道你失去的有多大。
Not only your family, your intimate, your family of your husband and wife and the children, but all of those of the uncles and aunts and the grandmother and grandfather spend time together because there's something about family unity that is so helpful.
不是只有提到就是你的家里面的这些爸爸妈妈这些亲人而已，甚至连你的亲戚，像伯伯叔叔、爷爷奶奶、外公外婆这些呢，都一样的，要好好的跟他们联系在一起。
We have to nurture this relationship.
这样的一个关系呢，我们要去滋养、去滋润、去培养它。
We not only must have time that we spend together, but it must be quality time.
不是只有说在一起就好，而且呢，在一起的时间呢，要过得很精致。
Now, what is better than having one of our feasts together on a feast day?
比如说呢，在某一个节期的时候呢，大家一起吃吃饭。
Now, on that feast day, we don't just have rice and a chicken leg and a little bit of vegetables.
当我们一起有这种盛宴吃饭的时候呢，绝对不是只有一点点肉菜，就是家常饭而已。
Now you may have a lot of rice and many legs of chicken and bowls of vegetables, but it's still not the quality of a feast.
即使你把那些饭煮得很多，或者是那些鸡肉然后菜呢煮得很多量很多，仍然不叫精致的菜。
You have many dishes at the feast. They're a quality taste. You have put a great bit of preparation in them.
所谓的盛宴或者是一起来啊吃一顿饭呢，有时候呢我们需要有很多的准备，然后呢更有更多的菜色或者是那个滋味呢品尝更好更多，这样才叫做一个餐会。
It's the same in building relationships.
当你要建立关系的时候跟这个一样。
It's not the time that you spend together.
而不是说呢多少时间你们相处在一起。
It's what you do with that time to build the relationships of understanding and communication.
所以当这个精致的时间的相处的话，就是说呢你们相处在一起的时间你们在做什么，在谈什么。
Then let's go on to something else.
我们再来看另外一点。
Learn to cultivate true friendship.
好好的珍惜持守真正的友谊。
This is really not easy.
不容易的。
And many, in most of our lives, we only have a handful of true friends.
你知道，在人生里面，我们就这么几个比较靠近的这种知己。
Those that we share our good times with and our bad times.
也就是所谓我们可以跟他同乐，然后呢，同愁的，同苦的，就让他知道我们的快乐，还有分担我们的痛苦的这样的朋友。
Those that know your true feelings and they'll laugh with you and even cry with you.
他们会真的知道你的感受，而且呢，跟你一起哭，一起笑。
This kind of a friendship takes time and we develop it.
这样的友谊呢，是需要用时间来建立，来发展的。
One of the things that is the basic for this kind of friendship is trust.
那要建立这种友谊，其中的一种因素就是信任。
Do you trust anyone?
你信任人吗？
Have you learned the joy of being able to trust someone?
你知道吗？你信任人的时候，你是很喜乐的。
This kind of friendship also is one that knows how to share with each other.
这种友谊呢，是彼此可以分享的。
This will bring an real enjoyment into your life to have a friend like this.
如果你真的有这样的一个朋友的话，会带给你很大的喜乐。
Then let's learn how to relax.
然后也要学习怎么样可以放松。
We live in a very rushed world.
我们现在的所处的时代是一个很急速的、很快速的时代。
And it seems to be getting faster.
而且呢，越来越快了。
We need to learn how to have time to relax.
所以我们需要学习到要有时间让自己放松。
You see, when you learn to relax,
当你学习放松的时候
not to be tense and tightened up.
那这样的话就不会很紧张，非常的紧绷。
When you learn to relax, then you're able to really build relationships.
当你学习怎么样放松的时候呢，你也会怎么样知道怎么样可以建立跟别人的关系。
Time to build relationship with our husband or wife.
用一些时间来建立夫妻的关系。
Time to build true relationship with our children.
用时间来建立亲子的关系
and a time for us to help others.
而且呢，要用一些时间来帮助别人。
We have to learn that we're not an island living by ourselves.
我们不是在一个孤岛上面独处的。
There is really no happiness in that.
如果一个人独处的话，是一点都没有快乐的。
The true abundant life and the happy life is the one who knows how to be kind and reach out to touch others.
丰富快乐的人生是一个懂得怎么样去向别人伸出援手去帮助别人的人。
Have you done any act of kindness toward another person this week?
你这个礼拜有没有做一些帮助人家有一些恩慈的事情呢？
Or have you been so involved in your own problems and circumstances that you don't have any time for others?
还是呢，你一直就把自己捆绑在自己的问题、麻烦里面，根本一点都没有办法去关心别人。
You're losing part of this abundant life if that's the way you live.
如果你真的是这样子的话，那你就失去了你的丰盛了。
Another thing is our communication, the way we respond or react to people.
还有另外一个就是我们对别人的啊这种讲话的时候我们的回应我们的反应是怎么样
You see, a reaction is when someone says something and before you think, if they argue with you, you argue right back.
反应就是呢当对方对你有什么样的一个方向的时候呢你会用另外一个方向 来针对他，那就说呢，好像他跟你啊争执，然后你也争执回去。
This is what causes a great deal of trouble in your life.
这样的话会对你的人生很有啊，就是会制造麻烦的。
If we learn how not to react to everything that's said to us, but how to respond to it, we'll be happier.
如果我们学习到怎么样呢？不要对每一句话、每一件事情呢，都用一种反应。然后呢，我们只是听到了，然后我们回应就好。
Let me give you an example.
我给你一个例子。
Somebody may come in and say to you, you didn't do something.
比如说有人来跟你说呢，你什么事情没有做好。
Now, many times we react to that and it begins an argument and a fight.
如果你马上反应的话，马上就跟他争执起来了。
But if you can respond to them and said, is there something you feel that I have not done?
那什么叫做回应呢？就是说呢，你问清楚一点，你是说那个东西或者那件事情我没有做对吗？
Let me tell you the reason why I didn't get it done.
那我来告诉你，跟你解释为什么我还没有做好。
You see, you're responding to them, not reacting the way they reacted to you.
所以你不是对他的说法来做一种反应，敌对的反应，而是呢，你只是在回应他而已，跟他解释而已。
You see, it shows that you're in control of yourself.
那这样的话表示说你可以控制你自己。
And it makes you feel stronger, and it gives other people security.
那这样的话你自己呢事实上是比较刚强不脆弱的，而且呢对方也比较会有安全感。
Another thing is to maintain a good self-esteem.
另外你要持守你自己的自我形象自我价值感。
Now if you know the Lord, you know He's first in your life.
那当你认识主耶稣的时候呢，那么他就是你生命的最重要的。
In his eyes, you're special.
在他的眼中，你是很特别的。
The word of God has told us how to keep that up.
神的话告诉我们要怎么样来建立自己。
And recognize your worth in him.
在他的啊心目中呢，你要知道你是有价值的。
Surprisingly enough, he connects this with our relationship to others.
当你知道神怎么样把我们跟别人的关系连接在一起的时候呢，你会是很惊讶的。
He said we are to love others as we love ourselves.
所以呢，他就说呢，我们要爱人像爱自己一样。
That means we don't blame ourselves.
意思是说呢，我们不能责怪自己。
We accept blame when it's ours, when we know we've done wrong, but we don't take on guilt that doesn't belong to us.
如果我们做错了，我们承认，我们面对，但是呢，绝对不要存留那种罪恶感。
We don't hate ourselves.
我们不憎恶自己。
Oh, you say, how could anybody hate themselves? Many people do.
或许你反问说呢，怎么有人会憎恶自己呢？是的，很多人是很恨自己的。
Those who drink heavily, they really have no self-esteem.
那些酗酒的人，他们绝对没有很好的自我形象的。
Those that take drugs, they have very little self-esteem.
吸毒的人也是一样，对自己的自我形象是很低的。
Those who criticize others all the time have very little self-esteem.
那些常常在批评别人的人也是一样，显示出他们自己也没有很好的自我形象、自我价值。
So we have a healthy way of not hating ourselves, not blaming ourselves, but allowing Christ to live in us, and as we live, that we can...touch others because we really care about ourselves.
最健康的方法就是不憎恶自己，而且呢，不给自己那种罪恶感的压制。然后呢，我们在基督里面，我们就可以因为我们自己很爱惜自己而去爱惜别人。
Some feel that this thing of low self-esteem is a type of humility, but it's not.
有人把这种低的自我价值感呢，把它看成是谦卑，事实上不是。
Actually, it is a form of self-centeredness.
那事实上呢，它是某一种自我中心的一种形态。
You see, the person who is constantly blaming and hating himself is spending a lot of time in self and absorbing his self and not caring about others.
当一个人用很多时间跟心力在责怪自己，然后他憎恶自己的话，事实上他是都在注意他自己，而没有注意到别人。
But when we love ourselves in a healthy way, a Christ-like way, we are not self-centered. We are free to devote our attention to the needs of others.
当我们用耶稣基督的方法，是这种健康的方法来看我们自己的时候呢，那么我们的整个的那种重点呢，我们会在意别人，会去关注别人。
Let me ask you something. Do you ever talk to yourself?
我来问你一个问题，你曾经对自己说话吗？跟自己对话吗？
Now, I'm not talking about out loud, sitting down and talking to yourself, but in your mind, in your thoughts, do you talk to yourself?
我讲的不是说呢，你很大声的来对自己说话，而是说呢，在你的思想，在你的想法里面呢，来跟自己对话。
You see, for many of us, we have an inner dialogue with ourselves, talking about being defeated or negative or criticizing others and ourselves.
因为呢，我每一个人里面呢，都会有一种自我的那种心理的对话。比如说呢，你会有一种很消极或者是很批评性的想法，就在里面呢，自己在那边对话。
Living our anger, blaming ourselves.
生气也好，或者是呢，在责怪自己。
And all of this is a kind of self-talk in us.
那这个都是一种自我对话。
That we practice day by day.
每一天呢，在那里自我练习。
Now, this kind of thinking...does not make us happy.
这样的想法不会带给你快乐的。
Now, in American slang, we say that is stinking thinking.
那在美国的谚语里面呢，把这个称为是一种臭、腐臭的一种想法。
In other words, it's rotten thinking. It's bad thinking.
是一种不好的，而且是已经腐化的、臭掉的想法。
We need to learn to talk positively to ourselves.
我们需要呢，对自己讲一些积极的话。
Look at the good side of things.
看到好的一面。
Try to see the other person's view.
然后呢，好好的用别人的眼光、观点来看。
Go about doing something that you won't keep going over and over these things in your mind.
如果这种情况，你不如就去做一些其他的事情，好让你的里面的这些想法呢，不要一直在萦绕。
Not only that, learn to understand your feelings.
而且要学习怎么样来了解、知道你自己的感受。
But focus on your behavior.
那你了解自己的感受之后呢，你要注意到你自己的行为。
It's important to know why you feel the way you feel.
了解自己为什么会有那种感受是很重要的。
You may want to know why you are anxious or why you are depressed and why your self-esteem is so low.
比如说呢，你要知道为什么自己那么的焦虑，那么的沮丧，为什么自己呢，对自己的那种价值感那么的低。
But the more important thing is, what is your behavior like?
而且呢，你的行为到底是怎么一回事，你要了解。
We have to learn how to not just go by our feelings, but let our behavior be that which is good and positive.
不要只有在你的感受上面，而且呢，要好好的来注意你自己的行为，让他们呢，成为一种很积极性的。
Often the best way to change your feelings...is first to change the way you behave.
当你要改变你的情绪的时候呢，最好是先改变你的行为。
I'm going to talk to you about different ways that we approach life.
那另外我要谈到就是说有各种不同的方法来面对生活、生命。
Now we have people who are aggressive.
有些人呢是很激进的。
These are angry people many times, or people that just take everything in their hands, and many times people don't like them.
那这样的人呢，有时候呢，他们很容易生气呢，而且呢，很容易就很快的去处理事情，这样的话，人家不太会喜欢。
Then you have the passive person that never tells anything that they feel, that never says anything, they quietly walk in the footsteps of others.
然后呢，也有一种人是很消极性的，或者是很沉闷性的呢。他们呢，从来不表达他们的感受，然后很容易的就让别人忽略到他们了。
Then you have the assertive person that speaks up and asks for what they want and what they need. They are confident in their convictions. They're gentle and courteous in confronting the unjust actions of others.
另外一种是很果断性、很有主张的人，那他们这种人呢，他们会知道自己要什么，而且呢，会很直言的说他们要什么。他们很温柔，而且非常的仁慈，但是呢，他们也勇于去面对别人的错误。
They believe that their own feelings are important. But unlike the aggressive person, they also feel that the feelings of others is important too.
这样的人，他们很注重自己的啊这种信念跟感受，但是他并不像那种激进派的人呢，不太去注重别人的感受，他们也会很顾念别人的感受的。
I guess you could say that assertive people are balanced people.
那这种果断性的人呢，他们比较是平衡的。
They have a bit of aggression in them, but they also may have a bit of passiveness in them, but it's a balance.
他们在很激进跟消极之间呢，都取中间的，这样比较平衡的这样的一个情况。
And you'll be a much happier person if you learn how to truly assert yourself in the right attitude.
如果你用正确的态度来好好的来看自己的话，那你会比较快乐一点。
Then,Another thing that will help you to be happy is to be a responsible person.
另外一种让你可以快乐的啊这样的一个情况呢，就是呢成为一个有责任感的人。
You see, people try to make other people feel they are responsible for their feelings.
人有时候呢会要求别人来对自己的感受负责任。
But that's not true.
这个不对的，不是真实的。
We must learn to own that we are responsible for our own feelings.
而是我们自己要对自己的感受负责任。
Somebody will say, you've made me mad.
有人就这样说呢，是你让我生气。
But the fact is that they are responding in madness, in anger.
事实上呢，是自己用生气来反映事情。
They may say life is unfair to me.
比如说呢，生活，生命对我不公平。
But the fact is that that's the way they're allowing themselves to think.
因为呢，他们自己容许自己这样想。
We cannot control our circumstances.
我没有办法来控制操纵我们的环境。
But we have much more power over our emotions than when we think.
但是你要知道，我们是可以有很大的能力来克服我们的情绪的。
We would rather blame others than take responsibility for ourselves.
我们宁可对自己负责任，而不要去怪罪别人。
Now, I've tried to lay out some of the things that would help you to have an enjoyable, balanced, happy life.
我讲这些是要帮助你能够有比较快乐而且平衡的生活。
When you learn that God is your father,
首先你知道认识天上的神是你的父亲。
That we have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
你有一位主耶稣是你最好的兄弟朋友。
And that's Jesus Christ.
就是神的儿子耶稣。
If we can learn how to control ourselves.
然后学习怎么样来控制自己。
If we can learn how to touch other people with love and care.
如果我们学习怎么样用爱跟关心来接触别人的话。
If we could learn not to carry guilt.
也学习到不要去啊背负这种罪恶感。
To straighten everything out right away when it becomes a problem.
当问题来的时候呢，马上去处理。
You will begin to realize that life can be very wonderful.
你就发现呢，如果这样的话，那你的生活是过得会很美妙的。
Hard times will come.
当然，困难会来。
A very dear friend of mine,just lately, suddenly was taken down with a disease.
那我的一个很亲爱的朋友，很靠近的朋友，突然间的犯了一个病。
It's changed her life for a while and her lifestyle.
那她整个的生活，整个的形态都变了。
But she and her husband both said that through it all, they have learned many things.
但是她跟她的先生呢，从这样的一个情况呢，学习到很多事情。
Don't despair of life.But look forward to it and what you can learn and gain out of life.
不要对你的生命失望，好好的期待未来。从生命里面你可以学习，而且可以得到益处。
May God bless you.
愿神祝福你。恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金炉牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄
13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。